A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 27. If everything, absolutely everything, lives inside God, then what is it like to have things inside of you that are contrary to your own nature? What is it like to have an earthquake, a volcano, a tropical storm, or hurricane within you? What is it like to have inhumane acts of all types within you, even full-scale wars? I have tolerated it and hoped that the end result would be worth the torment. But things are changing. If one of my creations feels pain, do I feel it? The answer is yes. I have been able to absorb pain. The amount of it over time has had a destructive impact on all creative aspects of God. The use of tools, fear-based choices under the umbrella of free will, has taken its toll. So, an adjustment must be made. More on this later. Now let's get on to the topic of creations. You have been told that you, that you think you are, doesn't truly exist. And neither does anything that you are familiar with. This is true because of our definition of reality being only things that are eternal and never changing. However, it is not true of all the time-based realities, of which there are many. These realities are partially true because they are strengthening mechanisms for the eternal. They are not to be discounted. If part of I am energy is strengthened, has it changed? If something grows, has it changed? Its fundamental nature hasn't. But if there's more of something, or if something has become stronger, doesn't this imply change too? Creative growth is evolution, and evolution is change. So even the timeless and the eternal change too. Even God, I am, changes too. Change and growth are part of God.